Looking for the best place to buy tickets for any of your favorite teams or sporting events? We've got the spot. Our partner, StubHub, has been the leading ticket marketplace in the world for over 20 years, providing a 100% guarantee with every order. From a worldwide selection of live events, the widest choice of tickets and industry-leading partnerships, StubHub has what you need to purchase with confidence. StubHub, an official partner of The Athletic.
Hey, on today's episode of The Glue Guys, welcome in Nets Cocktails. Nets Ooh. Cocktails. Welcome in.
Love that.
Welcome back to The Glue Guys. This is Mike here. Say hello, Brian.
Hello.
Check us out on Twitter at BKGlueGuys, NetsDaily.com, The Athletic. Get yourself on the paywall at TheAthletic.com/GlueGuys, a subsidiary of The New York Times. Brian.
I'm shaking up my green juice, Mike.
Look at you go.
Shaking it up.
This is a hell of an important episode. This is an iconic classic episode. I don't know if I ever told you this. So this episode is the Nets cocktail, the semi-annual
Even
Nets
cocktail episode. Even if you told me this, you've told me that. I knew what we were getting ourselves into.
When we were being approached by The Athletic to come aboard, to bring the Glue Guys on, Jade Hoy, executive producer of NBA podcasts.
Oh boy.
The podcast he listened to was our cocktails episode. That was the thing that got us.
That pushed us over the top. My like, God.
Oh. The funny thing is, I'm thinking back, like, if he thought that was our vibe all along, like, he probably only listened to that one episode.
I know. Yeah, I work in the biz. I know how it works. You listen to 20 seconds of one episode.
You're like, oh, they've got it. Or they got the juice. Shit.
Yeah. Yeah. We should preface this by saying, guys, if you're here expecting Nets news or anything like that, there'll be Nets things discussed in the show, but this is going to be a windy, lazy river of an episode, you know, and this is,
that is some life goals. If we do this on a lazy river.
True.
In 2025.
Yeah.
When you have five more kids.
Put that on the bulletin board. But yeah, so anyways, I just wanted to make it, if you guys, you know, if you're part of the Glue Nation and you're into it, you know, come along for the ride, you know, pull up a chair, get cozy, because we're going to get cozy here. We're going to get real friendly, real comfortable. Yes. But if you're looking for breaking news, hard, you know, analysis of sports basketball, this is probably, you just skip to the next episode, because or the episode behind it, because that's what we usually bring to the table, Mike. 99% of the time, that's what we got.
But at our core, this is why we do this podcast.
It's a celebration of us, of our friendship.
Really. Yeah. Yeah. Nets Cocktails, it's a very simple premise. It is Brian and I both create cocktails based around whether it be the basketball talents or the personality of particular Nets. And man, this year, was it ripe for the picking? Were they muses?
Yeah.
They are goddesses of the cocktail creation.
Yeah. I do want to do some.
There's a ripe text to pull out of.
A shout out to our best cocktail from the last time we did this, which was probably 3 years ago now, which was the Jared Allen.
I will never forget the Jared Allen.
Forget what's in it, but there was a gummy worm, and then also it was resting on a Diablo II CD-ROM, which that was the coaster. Which
an actual
one I had floating around. I had multiple Diablo II CD-ROMs at one point, so I was, you know,
I had one American boy
burning a hole in my pocket. Anyways, let's get this party started, Mike. What are we waiting for?
Okay, the first up here, and you can play along at home. We'll tweet out some of the recipes after the episode is released. This is the Kyrie Irving.
Okay.
So, And you're going to hear a lot of different sounds. You're going to hear some ice, some bottle clinking, some glass, some pouring. Again, play along at home. And I suggest a quick survey of ingredients. We're not going to tell them all. But we have all the basic liquors. We have a bourbon, gin, vodka, tequila. I don't know. Do you have a tequila?
I don't. I have all of what you said, but minus the tequila.
Okay, and then we got some accoutrement. Yeah. And, and
a lot of accoutrement. A really diabolical set of accoutrement here. I'm looking at this.
And we have a particular delivery device for this first one. The Kyrie Irving will be served in a syringe.
Okay. I went to the store and picked up a baby oral syringe for infants, Mike, at your request.
Yeah, this is how you do it. So I'm going to start off. I requested a green juice of Brian. So what it is I create the cocktail. Brian drinks. We both drink it, but Brian doesn't know sort of the ingredients that are going to go into the cocktail besides me telling him, here's the list of things to buy.
Yeah.
And Brian has done the same to me. So I start off, I have a Once Upon a Farm fruit and veggie blend, wild rumpus avocado pouch. Wild that is rumpus. My version of green juice.
By the way, thanks to all of our sponsors here tonight. Everyone, every beverage you'll see is a sponsor. And I'm sponsored here by Suja Organic. I hadn't seen. Oh, my screen's going to blur it out because it's a green bottle and a green juice.
Undo your blur. Undo your blur? Yeah, is that going to screw things up?
No, I don't do it.
Because we want people to enjoy it. So in my cup, I don't know. Again, this is a big YouTube audience show. But podcasts should be along too. We have I have a gorgeous green juice here, and I think we're just going to go with a vodka.
Okay.
Okay.
Simple enough.
Very simple. I have Tito's.
I've kept mine at room temperature, Mike, to
your vodka
to really get the flavor.
Everything I have is room temperature, besides the one thing that you requested. Ooh, you can hear that.
That sounds nice.
The vodka is interacting with the green pouch in not a beautiful way.
And did it curdle it and separate it? Mine went right in there, I think. I'm good.
It's pungent. This is the ASMR angle of this. Okay, so you mix it up.
Mike, can I just comment briefly on, I've never seen you wear a muted button down. You look like Giovanna Ribisi in Boiler Room right now. That's what you're serving me. You look like you just got off the trading floor.
This is literally a new sponsor at The Athletic. This is Doer, a new brand. And they sent me some stuff. Okay, so we're going to fill up our syringes.
How many cc's are you doing?
I'm doing 6 milliliters.
Oh, it's this thick.
For everyone, again, YouTube audience, it's got a real sort of like liquidy, snotty feel to it. It's a real pleasure. This is the Kyrie Irving. Why is it in the syringe?
Obviously, the memes.
Oh, we don't need to say. Yeah, the memes. You know, but we know why. So, Kyrie, blessed to you. Okay. You ready to roll?
I'm ready. Here we go.
First shot.
Shoot it back there. I really hammerjacked the bottom of that. Shot right
not
down
that
my throat.
Bad.
I could do another
one.
Not
that bad.
I'm filling it up again because my thing didn't go all the way.
Vodka and green juice. Not bad. Oh, God. Okay, that's bad. Okay.
That got all over me.
All right, next one up. Brian has, what do you got for us?
Wow. Do you want to sit with that for a second? No, we'll just keep it moving because I want to wash the flavor out of my mouth because that got gross at the end.
Well, I'm so excited to get to yours because I know it's kind of coming up, but I don't know what's coming up.
Yeah, so I've asked Mike to brew an herbal tea or black tea, whatever you want.
Is English breakfast, is that a black tea?
That is a black tea. Oh, you guys probably aren't tea drinkers over there, are you?
that's fuck you. What was that? It was a shot across. These Neanderthals probably don't know how to brew tea. I'll have you know, my wife and I met in London of all places, sir.
Did you? Right, I forgot. God, I really got that all over me. Part of me wants to pause so I can get the stain out of my shirt, but
absolutely not.
Yeah, no, okay.
Absolutely not.
So what I've got here is an herbal tea, and what we're going to take is a pouch of emergency that I've asked you to get.
Jesus.
And that's going in the herbal tea.
I didn't know they were going together.
Yeah. Oh, no. I only have the one cocktail. I mean, one of this is all of it's going in the one thing I sent you.
All right. So, and if people know emergency is that, like, the stuff you take if you don't want to get a cold. It's 1,000 milligrams of vitamin C.
It's mostly sugar.
I have Liquid IV. Okay. It's sponsored by Liquid IV.
It's fizzing up unnaturally in my drink, actually.
Like, so I'm pouring that in the tea.
Pouring that in the tea. That's going to be your sugar for the tea, and also an immune booster. And then take a little of your finest bourbon. I've chosen the Jim Beam in a plastic bottle that I got from the corner.
I've got Four Roses here, which is a standard bourbon.
Pro tip for people, Jim Beam, it's an all-plastic bottle, so it goes right through a metal detector. Just a pro tip.
What happened? What are we doing? What? All right, let me ask you this. Who are you suggesting that to? Who is the audience that you think that is what you people, that deserves to hear that?
The people that need to hear that have heard it now, okay? That's what I'm trying to say. And then you just mix that together. That's your combination. And this is the Nick Claxton, because here's what we need from Nick Claxton this season. We need him to stay away from the mono. We need him to stay away from... We need to boost that immune system, because everything's hinging. You know, sure. It basically...
Clinking here.
Us treating Joe Harris for Miles Turner depends on his immune system, indirectly, you know?
So what you think... Do you think that's a possibility? This is me layering in Nets talk.
Nice.
Do you think Miles Turner is going to become a Net?
Well, what do you mean this is you layering in Nets talk? I just set that the whole table for you.
That's another classic bit. Brian says the thing, and then I act like it's my idea.
But by the way, take a sip of your thing if you like now.
Mazel tov.
Yeah, mazel.
Okay.
That's really bad. That's as bad as it gets.
Another story, when I was in college, my mom sent me up a bunch of packets of Crystal Light.
Uh-huh.
So I would mix Kentucky Gentleman, which is the worst bourbon, and Crystal Light, and I would drink that.
Oh, that's really offensive.
And my brain broke.
Yeah.
I didn't have a brain at the end of that.
That explains you.
So Nick Claxton. Are you bullish?
Yeah, I'm bullish. Well, I'm bullish so long as he stays out of A, the inflatable club, and B, boosts his immune system with immune fortifying vitamin C. Speaking of which,
can I be honest?
Yeah.
Not that bad, because you know, the black tea is fine, but the emergency mix with the bourbon, you know, or the sugar, whatever thing you got in there, not that bad. The emergency saps away a lot of that alcohol taste.
Well, that was my thinking. It was like using it as like a sugar pack for, you know, people put sugar in their tea. That was sort of my idea.
Yeah, that was nice.
You want to see some behind the scenes thinking? I've got a bucket here to toss my old cocktails into after I'm done. So
I didn't think that far ahead. I should have.
Yeah. Just because I didn't want to make a whole bunch of dishes for myself. Do you want to? We sourced some emails, Mike. We have some.
Yeah, let's dive in the emails.
You want one?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh my God.
Wow, you're really struggling. This is Cheerboy. We probably don't have the drop set up. That's fine.
No, absolutely.
This is Scomi from the Discord, Cheerboy. Shout out to the Discord, by the way, Mike. Link is in the bio of of our Twitter account, which is @BKGlueGuys, and it's also in the description of every YouTube video we've ever posted. It's in there. That's probably not true, but it's at least in the last like 30 of them.
Sure.
He says, hey, Brian and Mike. Hello, Scomi. Shout out to the Discord. Can't say it enough. Discord's been in fuego lately. Got to join in there. It's wild to think that you guys have been doing this podcast for so long. We've been coming up on our 10th year anniversary for like 4 years now, but I was student teaching in undergrad and have since gotten my master's and I'm starting my 6th year teaching all in the life of the pod. Big flex from Scomi. Landing on the table. Just kidding. Congrats. Great work. It got me wondering how much your lives have changed. How much your lives have changed since y'all started. And also, I've always wondered what gave you the idea to start in the first place. Much love to all the work you guys do. I'm literally still a Nets fan because of this pod. Wow. And can honestly say I've loved every episode and look forward to many more. Shout out to Discord and Glue Nation. Wow. Shout out to you, Scomi. Beautiful email. Mike, what were we like when we started this podcast?
I've evolved a ton. Brian has remained in stasis.
Now talk about a shot across the bow. My God.
Brian's an emotional carbonite.
My God. No. I just started out how I always wanted to be, Mike. That's the thing. I never, you know.
It's a great turnaround. That's a way to turn that around.
Yeah.
This is really this is an incredible email. To find anyone that actually has been listening to us, because we are one of the OG local sports podcasts, probably in the world, right? Wow. I would think. How many people survive the hinterlands of the SoundCloud algorithm to emerge with very few more listeners?
It's actually shocking to how little we've done with that amount of a head start.
That's real estate?
That's really what's impressive.
It is like we owned all of California and then we're like,
Yeah.
Beachfront property. Everyone else can just have it.
Yeah.
You're just handing out like candy.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, it's I think Brian, that goes back to Brian and I were roommates sophomore year of high school or college, not of high school. We graduated. We were best buds. We graduated. Brian Facebook messaged me. Remember Facebook when that existed?
Whoa.
And was like, hey, we should do a pod. And I didn't answer him for a year.
Yeah.
And then
think about how much earlier we would have been. That could have been the difference, Mike. That extra year.
Do you think that was the difference?
You know, that's what I'm honestly saying. Do you think that would happen?
and then I was like, yeah, let's do it. And we had a terrible name to start.
Yeah, it was the Patroons. Shout out to anybody who we actually talked about that on the Discord lately. Tried to dig up the old logo, which I don't know if we even actually had. Well,
I think it was just an Albany Patroons.
Yeah, we just aped the Patroons, which actually is still a thing. I realized they may have won an ABA championship this season potentially, Mike.
Yeah, they still play basketball. They play now in the basketball league, and they previously were in. I'm just obviously reading off of Wikipedia, but the Albany Patroons were like. We were the Patroons because of Phil Jackson played on the Patroons as a professional basketball player. And I was like, well, that's funny. Yeah. That's a funny name.
Bad.
This was the time when funny names were the cachet of podcasting.
Yeah,
remember when it was like,
this is 2012.
Real goofy loopy.
Yeah. Think back. Yeah. Before SEO.
So Brian and I would like, with another person, which we will not name, did the pod. And
by the way,
it was a real joy.
People always ask us like, what is the deal with the other person? We actually, this is like our friend and we love him dearly, but he has a job now that prohibits him from being discussed. He works for the FBI. No, just kidding. But no, it's people think like, did something go wrong? And no, nothing did.
Yeah. So he's okay. He's alive.
He's fine.
He's not in, as far as I know. Hostage.
Yeah.
Yeah. And we did the pod and it was super fun and super great. It had a way different vibe earlier. Our technical difficulties were through the roof to figure out how to get it done properly. Mostly it was an excuse for just Brian and I and the third person to like drink and talk about like Kobe Bryant,
not,
I guess.
Not much has changed. Kobe Bryant, what?
I felt like there was still the heyday of Kobe. Like, okay. We were just talking. Anyways, that was it. And then now we're here, still living the dream.
Yes, still. And what's changed? Mike has had 15 children since he started. A lot of kids.
Well,
and
now Brian is like the head of a whole company, which he doesn't want to talk about.
I work. We all work. We got jobs. You know.
Yeah.
Mike's got a job. I've got a job.
We all got jobs. Scomi, what a delight.
What a delight. What a delight. Delightful question.
Let's hop the next cocktail. This will be. Let's start. Let's do the Ben Simmons. So this was suggested from one of our listeners. I think I'm trying to pull up the name of who came up with it. Brian, do you remember who came up with the Ben Simmons?
I'm going to come up with it. You talk
a couple. Well, here's what I'll do. I'll run through a couple of people's suggestions. So someone else, actually Ronald Kaplan, came up with serving Kyrie in a syringe, which is pretty hilarious. Oh, and Ronald Kaplan came up with this drink. For Simmons, he needs a mind eraser so he can forget the last 2 years of his basketball career and return to the 2019 reform. That is hilarious, and that is what we're doing. We're doing a mind eraser. A mind eraser is vodka, Kahlua, and seltzer. So this is the only real cocktail.
Yeah, and which, by the way, I actually drink mind erasers, and I got to tell you, it's got a really like diabolical-sounding name. For what's, I think you'll find a pretty delicious. I'm going to probably drink this whole thing. Okay.
Yeah. This is going to be the thing I'm going to sip on. Yeah. As I told Brian, Michael's Pub was the one bar in my town. And the Mind Eraser was the drink on the house. That was the drink of choice for the Michael's Pub crowd.
That's a crazy house drink.
Well, that's why the place failed, because they were a bad business. But Kahlua, vodka, seltzer.
I mean, I didn't really understand what Kahlua was. And once, you know, mind erasers, here's the thing about mind erasers. I think what gave them the bad rap is that people got it in their head that they should like chug them really fast. That was part of it at some point. Like,
yeah, that's been in my head for my whole life.
Right. It's like a sort of like an Irish car bomb kind of thing.
Whoa. Brian.
What?
I will say, I remember when I was, again, studying abroad in London. It was St. Patrick's Day. One, they don't give a shit about St. Patrick's Day in London.
Yeah.
But then asking for an Irish car bomb in London, not realizing where the name came from.
Yeah.
as a dumb 20-year-old?
Well, Mike, you know, I'm Irish, so I get to say it.
You have the blood of the Irishman.
I have the pass, so we're good.
You and Robert De Niro.
And I'm giving it to you now, okay?
Mm, this smells good.
You're going no ice, huh?
Yeah. You ready? We're just sipping it?
You wanted to chug this thing? You're a madman tonight, Mike.
Yeah, this is all, yeah.
This is good. How much? I feel like you got your ratios off. That's looking pretty dark to me. It should look like
I would have a cola.
It should look like a delicious, like a Dr. Pepper.
Fantastic. So Ronald Kaplan, thank you for that. Some other people's suggestions. This was Andy Winters, the Steve Nash's rotations.
I know that one was pretty good.
Which I think is just a Long Island iced tea, right? It's vodka, rum, tequila, gin, blue curacao, sweet and sour mix, Sprite. So it's like parts of a Long Island iced tea.
Without the blue stuff or whatever. If
and
you
a
go,
Mai Tai, maybe?
If you go Diet Coke in there, I think you get pretty much a Long Island iced tea.
Are you a fan of Long Island iced teas?
Oh, huge.
Yeah, fantastic.
Yeah, it's really an underrated. All of these, the ones that have Long Island iced teas don't have a scary name, but they are by far the scariest drink. I think everyone
They should
that.
Be Mind Erasers.
Yeah, truly.
We should rebrand Mind Erasers as smart. Long Island iced teas, because this is delightful. This is a sipping drink, the Mind Eraser.
It's and it's got the caffeine from the Kahlua, so you'll be up all night, Mike. Hope you don't have to sleep. Are you upset about that?
I'm upset. Sorrow puts out Katie should be dark and stormy because he's so grumpy. Mm-hmm. Love it. And we're going to play into that later. So there you go. This is fantastic. Thank you, everyone who submitted cocktails. We'll do this again next year. Start thinking of cocktails during the season. Just send them in.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll drink them randomly on the show.
Do you want another AMA style question?
Let's do it.
This time it's from Cheerboy. This is Wims. Wims is a notorious poster on the Discord. So is SCOMI. I mean, a lot of these are Discord family, these are part of the family. Love everybody. Love Wims. Is it time to revive the Brooklyn Knight, Mike? He asks.
Yeah, I think this team could really get behind it. I think the mascot has been the problem. I think ever since... This team needs something to juice it up, to juice up its spirit. Is it the Brooklyn Knight? I don't know. I mean, maybe it's something different. You know, and I think part of the fun of the year that could distract us from the horror that will be on the basketball court could be a mascot contest. Who doesn't love a good mascot contest?
I like the Brooklyn Knight, but they should do a rebrand where it's somewhat a little bit... like ironic. There's some level of self-effacing to it would be helpful. I mean, like, I understand that the kids just like went crazy for the Brooklyn Knight. Like that was a true thing. Like if you were 8 years old at a Nets game in 2013, you were freaking out when
I mean, it was literally designed by Marvel, basically, right? Yeah. Like they came out with a Marvel comic.
Spared no expense. It was a Your Mark exclusive. and when he descended from the rafters. Wait, wasn't there one great clip where he like tries to dunk and like launches a ball? The thing is, if you're not ironic and you fail at something, then it becomes a problem. That's where the rubber meets the road. And mascots,
like Olivia Wilde,
you know, right? yes, exactly. And mascots, I was trying to actually place that. What does that mean? The Olivia Wilde guy?
Are you not following the whole like?
Okay, no.
Don't worry,
news?
Darling. Oh my God, Brian.
What am I missing?
Everything. I mean, literally everything. The world is a buzz.
The last I heard, she was like dating Harry Styles or something.
Oh, there's so much more going on. I can't even catch you up on it.
Can
essentially,
you give me the
like
two sentence version, or is there
the movie that she made with Harry Styles was like a horrible experience for a lot of people, apparently. Shia LaBeouf was supposed to play Florence Pugh's like co-star in the movie. Olivia Wilde said that she fired Shia LaBeouf. Shia LaBeouf came out and released like the receipts, meaning he released obviously a video of Olivia Wilde essentially asking him to stay on the movie. It's but LaBeouf who quit the movie. Harry Styles got moved into the lead part.
She just got caught like lying flagrantly about the relationship with
about well, she got caught
the business relationship. I mean,
yeah, she got caught lying about firing Shia LaBeouf. She would have been warranted to fire Shia LaBeouf, but it's a whole thing.
Okay.
It's almost too, it's too far.
Sounds like a real calamity.
And Florence Pugh does not want to have anything to do with the movie.
Okay.
And they were just at the Venice Film Festival.
Ay, ay, ay.
And it was awkward, the most awkward vibes. And there's a video, Chris Pine's also in the movie. There's a video that seems to show that Harry Styles spitting on Chris Pine.
Oh my God. Are they just like a Bonnie and Clyde all of a sudden? Just a gangster filmmaker couple? Okay.
Yeah. Wild.
Mike Wims also asks, with the rumors of Breonna Stewart to the Liberty, do you think the Size are committing to the super team identity? I will confess to not having followed Liberty basketball, which is a thing that I actually like want to remedy. I've been obviously, you know, if I'm going to bandwagon something, that's probably the next. But if that's, I mean, if that makes sense, I don't know. I don't want to be a poser.
No. Yeah. I mean, I have an interest in the Liberty because of the Nets connection. I have no clue though. I think you could build a WNBA team, super team, because there's just so few teams. But that's exciting. I like this next question.
How many teams are there, by the way?
I don't know, 14 maybe. Okay. If there is an expansion draft tomorrow, which Nets are you keeping from the pool? So let's say you can only keep 7 or 8. Now, I think to jump forward in this question is, do you keep Kyrie? So here's who you definitely keep. You definitely keep Kevin Durant. I think you definitely keep Ben Simmons. You keep Seth Curry. You probably keep Nick Claxton because you just signed him. So what's that? Durant? Simmons?
Wait, so explain a little to me about like what... So there's an expansion draft tomorrow and then we have to lose players to...
Yeah, so an expansion draft, what happens is all the teams that are currently in whatever league the expansion draft is happening in, they get to protect, let's say, 60% of their players. Meaning those guys can't be drafted. Then the rest of them go into the draft pool. Now, they don't necessarily all get drafted. So, like, you could be like, I love De'Ron Sharp, but I don't think the team, like, let's say it's the Las Vegas Gamblers, right? They expand to a 33rd team. You can probably guess that you can leave De'Ron Sharp unprotected because they're not going to pick him. But you want to protect, you want to stop that team from being able to draft Kevin Durant.
Okay, yeah. Sorry. I'm just questioning when the Vancouver Grizzlies and Toronto Raptors came into the league, if they did this.
Yeah, this is how it happens. That's how you get a team. Yeah. It's very exciting. Like, they did it for the Las Vegas Knights, which is the hockey team, and they just did for the Seattle Kraken, which is another hockey team that exists in the NHL.
Wow. And so I've never heard of that.
It would be fun in the NBA, except the problem with the NBA is that, like, if you get to, let's say you get to keep 7 players, well, for most teams, you're pretty comfortable with keeping 7 guys. Now, the thing is, like, if you're the Lakers, you probably expose Russell Westbrook and you let him be out there because for the Lakers, they'd want Russell Westbrook to be off their books. It would make them happy for that to happen.
Yeah.
So for the Nets, this question of, like, do you leave Kyrie out there because you're like, it would also kind of be good if he wasn't on the team.
Other way, this is just hypothetical. When they're conceiving of an expansion draft, do they ever just be like, hey, new Toronto Raptors or whatever, would you rather do that or have the first 15 picks of the next two drafts?
You would never do that.
You know, the next thing two drafts we get.
No, of course the Raptors would rather have that. Yeah. They don't have that opportunity.
I know. I'm saying, like, anyways, because everyone, you know, players are so precious to everybody.
Yeah. You know what is? Expansion teams don't usually get the first pick. They usually get, like, in the terms of the actual regular NBA draft.
How are you so up to date on, like, expansion teams in the NBA? How did this?
I mean, in general, like, that's how they do it. Like, I remember when the Jaguars in the NFL came in, they didn't get the first pick. Partly the reason why that happens is because owners of other teams would be mad if this new team ended up getting the first pick in, like, a LeBron James draft. They would not be like this draft. Let's say there is the Las Vegas Gamblers, the Victor Wanbayama pick, or the Scoot Henderson pick. I think it's Scoot Henderson or Scoot Anderson.
Sounds like a fake person.
Yeah, I know. He does sound like a fake. He sounds like a 2K creation. Yeah. But those two guys are supposed to be like almost generational talents. Other owners would be upset that this new owner for the Seattle Basketball Krakens and the Las Vegas Gamblers would get that opportunity to get those guys just by starting a new franchise. And so they usually get pushed back to like the 5th or 6th pick or something. If you're the Nets, I think, again, like the prism with which you look at this question, I think it's more of like, who are you comfortable leaving out there? And if we want to, if we don't want to be clever, like ultimately, I guess they probably want to keep Kyrie Irving. So you keep Kyrie, Kevin Durant, Ben Simmons. You keep Joe Harris. I still think you keep Joe Harris, Seth Curry, and I don't know, Nick Claxton, your best six players. And then your seventh player, you say, I don't know, who's the next person? Royce O'Neal. And so you keep Royce O'Neal. And then everyone else out there, that's like Patty Mills, Cam Thomas, De'Ron Sharp, Kessler Edwards. Kessler Edwards would definitely be picked in an expansion draft because he's so young and cheap. So there you go.
Okay. Final question is, if Ben Simmons can take you shopping, where do you think you go? The question is he like paying for stuff for me? Is that the...
Or am I paying for like, stuff for him?
Like, we going to... Is he taking me to FAO Schwartz? Like, what are we doing? I can get
what
anything.
A magical, my own what personal, a magical afternoon.
My own personal cheese pizza and FAO Schwartz with Ben Simmons. I don't know.
Think I'm equipped to answer this question.
Yeah, it's a weird one. Because, like, I go to Balenciaga or I don't know.
Yeah. Did you see Jerry Seinfeld's The New Face of Kith?
Wait, I saw the image, but I thought it was like a meme. Wait, can you explain to me what that is?
He's the face of Kith. I don't know if he's the face, but like there's an ad campaign based around Jerry Seinfeld being a model for Kith.
Yeah. It's interesting.
I kind of like it. It looks good.
There's something that's working about that for me. But anyways,
let's do next drink.
Okay. But I'm gonna finish the rest of my mind eraser.
Yeah, is it your turn? Yeah. Do you have any more drinks? You had one drink.
That's it.
Okay. That sounds about right. That tracks. Well,
you know, we got
that tracks.
I was just thinking about like the amount of time. Is that we already have five drinks in here? It's quite a lot.
Okay, I've got a good one for us. This is the Kevin Durant. Okay,
in the bucket. In the bucket, you go.
So get yourself a glass. This will be pretty simple. This will be healthy and tasty.
I'm gonna put ice in it. Is there ice? Because I like to do the ice first.
Yeah, I guess. You're supposed to shake it with ice. So do you have a shaker?
I do.
Okay, got one too. Look at
I
us.
I got one right here.
So this is actually going to be good. So this is not going to be bad, but there's going to be a meaning behind what we're doing here. Okay, pulling out my ice. Let me pour some. Well, it's all stuck together now. So you start off with bourbon. Anyone out there, get your bourbon out. Put a little ice in that shaker. Put a healthy amount of bourbon. You don't want to feel anything by the end of this one. Okay. That's going to ride. We're going to be on with Kevin Durant.
What kind of bourbon you got again? You got a nice one, right?
Four Roses.
Oh,
it's Four Roses is the Tito's of bourbon. If I could, it's simple, not that expensive.
I so disagree, but let's not get into it.
What, you don't like Tito's?
No, I love Tito's. Okay. I don't think Four Roses is a utility bourbon. I don't want to. Let's not start a big beef. It's going to get into a big.
Don't you dare.
I think it's a fine bourbon. I just don't think it's a utility bourbon. That's what.
Answer me this question. What are basic cheeses? If you say Brie,
we're flipping the script here. What you're saying, Four Roses
is. Four Roses is a normal, like a healthy bar bourbon. So
that's not fancy. That's what I say about Brie. And what you're saying about Four Roses is akin
you're
to what
obscene
I how
right
I,
now, Brian.
How I describe Brie to you.
Okay, I have also with me blood orange soda. Now you could have blood orange juice.
I went for a real natural because I was like, I kind of want blood orange juice after this. So I went for like a $9 stupid bottle of blood orange juice.
Then you're gonna go through it in 3 seconds. Yeah. So I got Campania San Remo. This is Italian soda. By the way, if people want a good mixer, Whole Foods has great Italian sodas. Like they're branded, whatever their Whole Foods brand is, Italian sodas. Like, they are fantastic mixers.
Keep it going because I got to get some paper towel out of the bed spill.
Yeah, no problem. Which is hilarious. I can't wait to. So this Italian soda, if you have an Italian soda, it's soda, but it just tastes a little crisper. It's pretty good. So the blood orange Italian soda, we're also going to grab ourselves some maraschino cherries, which I'm not sure. There they are. If you don't know what maraschino cherries are, of course, they're, the little bright red cherries.
Okay, wait, hang on.
Shirley Temple.
You got to tell me what else is in this thing.
Maraschino cherries. Wait, do you have
in the
blood
mixer?
Orange?
Yeah, put the, yeah. I got the bourbon, I got the blood orange.
Okay, I guess you can put that on at the end.
Yeah, you're putting the maraschinos in the mixer?
God, I don't know if I'll be able to open this. So just the blood orange and just...
Okay, it's simple.
Oh, but my thing's going to fizz. Oh, shit. I'm gonna swirl it. So just bourbon and blood orange.
Okay.
Let's get that sound effect in there. Pour that in a glass. Okay.
Nice. Sounds like you're taking a leak over there, Mike.
Okay, get yourself some maraschinos. I got a Luxardo maraschinos.
I've those got like
a little fancier.
Collins. Classic American brand.
Can I see them?
Yeah, you know what's funny? There's even a little, I haven't opened this yet, and you can see maybe on the YouTube, there's even part of a stem hanging out of the factory sealed.
That's good luck. That's good luck.
Right? That's why I can't open the thing.
Dropping them in. Ah! Mix that in. I'm going to eat one by myself right here.
Okay. You know what I like to do when I'm feeling cheeky? Use a little syrup.
You could do that. Now, under the best of circumstances, this cocktail, the Kevin Durant, you'd get those little cocktail swords. You know those little swords they put like fruit on?
Yeah.
Get one of those. You put the cherries on the sword and drop that in.
Okay.
And then you'd sprinkle in a little seltzer.
I did that without even asking. I knew.
So here's what you got. Bourbon, blood orange soda, maraschino cherries, and seltzer. And this is the explanation. The blood orange soda and the cherries. Kevin Durant stabbed Sean Marks and Steve Nash in the heart. The cherries are the heart, and the blood orange is the spewing life force that is coming out of their bodies.
Wow.
And the seltzer is because even if this tastes really good, which I think it will, there's always going to be something bubbling under the surface with Kevin Durant. Can't always trust it.
Nice.
And so it's delicious. It's going to be delicious. You got yours ready?
Mm-hmm.
Cheers.
Mm-hmm. This is a selfish one. The last two were selfish ones. Like we normally like kind of poison ourselves with these. You know?
Yeah.
That's
we got some poison coming up.
Yeah.
So this is a delightful, again, bourbon, blood orange. It's actually, it's selfish. It's a good drink. It's healthy and tasty. Any other emails before we get to the last one?
We could talk about
Bruno.
Let's see. Okay, this is from Cherboy Winwitty Goatman. Shout out to the Discord. Quick one for you. Who do you think will be the most improved player or staff member, not in terms of basketball performance, but in the hearts of Nets fans? Consider both their fall from grace and eventual redemption. Some options, in case you're too drunk to think, are KD, Kyrie, Nash, Joe, Patty, Josai. I mean, those are some obvious ones, and I appreciate the guide, Winwitty Goatman. But we don't need them, okay? We don't need it. We're going to go off the script. where's Blake Griffin going to end up? By the way, have you been following this tawdry scandal about the Instagram influencer, Lana Rhodes, and the...
Oh, yes.
Yeah. It's a tawdry scandal.
She's not an Instagram influencer.
I know. I know that. I know that, Mike.
Yeah. Yes, I do know that. Do you want to talk about it?
No, I was just saying this feels like the kind of episode where we would bring this up where we probably wouldn't bring it up in other episodes.
Yeah.
Who do you got? Blake or KD? That's
well,
there's people have been DMing us like all these like Instagram, I guess like reels or like live videos or something of like people like doing real sleuth work on trying to figure out who the baby daddy is. It's pretty incredible work. I will say that the extent to the depth that they go into to figure this out is pretty legit.
Yeah. And so I haven't dug too deeply into this. If you don't know, is it Lana Rhodes? I'm honestly authentically not knowing the name. I mean, I'm not being disrespectful.
It's Lana or Lena, but yeah.
Okay. She is a pornographic film actress of much acclaim, and she, I guess, Instagrammed out to the world that she has a kid and an NBA player is the father. There's a lot of theories out there. It's either Blake Griffin or Kevin Durant. I do remember a year ago or 2 years ago or whatever it was that there was a story that Kevin Durant, again, I really don't know if this is true. Kevin Durant, like, went on a date with her and then apparently, like, only talked about basketball. There's some element to it of, like,
the meme is that it was a bad date. That was,
it was a bad date.
Yeah.
So I'm going to guess that he is not the father.
Because of one bad date? You haven't done enough work here, Mike. I'm telling
you. Okay, let me ask you this.
Yeah.
Do you think someone who is a sex worker not so good at, like,
watching you sex? Watching you dance around, like, these landmines is, it's a joy. It's a joy.
She is probably well equipped to understand not, like, the ways in which not to get pregnant.
Oh, interesting.
So I don't think a one-time fling, she would be I'm banking on her experience. That's all I'm saying. There's nothing like negative, or that's actually a positive, frankly.
That's an interesting point, actually, that I don't think I've seen raised in the wild.
That's what I'm here for.
Yeah.
That's why the Kevin Durant cocktail is doing its work. You know what I'm saying?
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service that you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service at any time. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
This episode is brought to you by Michelob Ultra, the official beer sponsor of the NBA. Want to get closer to the game than ever before? Michelob Ultra Courtside is giving fans the chance to win exclusive NBA prizes and experiences like official gear, courtside seats to an NBA game, and more. Head over to MichelobUltra.com/courtside to learn more.
So here would be my power rank. So the names he put out, KD, Kyrie, Nash, Joe, Patty, Josiah, he was just obviously giving us options, as he says, in case we're too drunk to think, which, again, I appreciate. I don't think Josiah has any, like, there's almost nothing that he could do that's going to change our public opinion of him in a higher sense, right? Like, he did accomplish some feat, which is that he brought Kevin Durant and Kyrie back to the team. So that's really good. If he does something during the season, I think it would only be negatively in which we would feel it. There's very little positive that he could gain out of this besides winning a championship, and then we'd be like, oh shit, maybe we have a great owner. Patty Mills, no one really hates him. You know, there's no real negativity to Patty Mills. Joe Harris is like, the funny thing is the work done on raising our most improved player in terms of the hearts of Nets fans was when Joe Harris was out and we kept talking about, you know what this team needs? Joe Harris. You know how important this team, how important Joe Harris is to this team? Remember that whole, like,
yeah,
everyone hated him to start last year because of what he did in the previous playoffs. Mm-hmm. And then he plays pretty well, but not that great. But then once he goes out, the team sucks.
Yeah.
You know, on some level. So I think he's already gone back to, like, oh, Joe Harris is the GOAT.
Yeah.
So it's Nash, Kyrie, and KD.
Can I put in my 2 cents? I feel like it's Kyrie, yeah, like by a country mile.
Oh, tell me.
I just feel like, you know, I'm ready. I'm prepared to. I know that we said going into last season, I remember this time last year, or around this time, maybe the month from now, last year, we were like, if Kyrie botches this season where we're coasting to a championship, everywhere, you know, odds on favorites everywhere across the board, and we would never be able to forgive him. And I find out how easy I forgive people. It's just really, it could be really very quick. if given the right circumstances, because like that kind of happened. All right, let's not pull any punches here. That last season was catastrophic, and there was like a moment in time where it started being catastrophic. Put that all aside. You know, we're living in the present, and it won't take me very long to reconnect with what's special about Kyrie Irving, find the love for him again, you know? And you know, he's like spectacular to watch. He's the most fun player maybe I've ever seen, you know, to play basketball. He's just so fun. And it's not gonna, if he you know, stays the course, it could be a very easy coast to finding his way back into the hearts of everybody.
So it's interesting you said Kyrie. I really think KD is the answer.
Okay.
I think we could talk, like, we could figure this out, but like, so Kevin had that trade request. We're all kind of mad, but we're not that mad at him.
That's what I'm saying. It's not like I think that there was like a weird, I don't know. We'll look back at this like trade request thing as just like a like knee jerk reaction to this weird Kyrie. I don't even know what to really attribute it to.
Like, yeah, we don't have an answer.
Yeah, there's no real answer there outside of we have boardroom watermarks and Pooch got hired by the boardroom, so that could be it.
Yes,
that could be
honestly.
Salute. That could be the linchpin. Who knows? They're like, if we don't get Pooch on board, we're out.
I mean, yeah. Kevin Durant. I do. He does this for every hire, but he retweeted Pooch's thing about how he's now at the boardroom and he's like, let's go Pooch, which is pretty weird. Again, we talk about sort of the origins of this podcast. Pooch is intertwined with sort of like, you know, when you hear comedians talk about, oh, I was in the Comedy Cellar when Jay Leno and, you know, blah, blah, blah comedian were there. Ray Romano, right. Who's amazing, you know?
You're like the Louis Anderson, just like watching.
Fuck you, man. You're going to pick any comedian. You pick Louis Anderson. Kiss my ass, Brian.
It was just the first. Like, well,
you're the Louis C.K.
Here's the thing.
How's that?
Louis Anderson had a real career, so let's not. Maybe that's like. Not to say that.
What are you saying? I don't.
God. This is getting worse. That's not what I mean. It's just not inappropriate for the hypothetical you're drawing. God damn it.
I you know.
Yeah.
Look, sure. But Pooch was there at the beginning. Like, it was Devin Carpentier. And Pooch and Bob Net Income, Bob Windrum. And it was like, they're more OGs than us, but Pooch is there grinding.
Mm.
And he's at the boardroom. That's pretty great.
It's a great gig. It's a great gig. Salute. Congrats.
Hey.
Salute. Hey.
So I'll tell you who it won't be. I'll be shocked if Steve Nash suddenly becomes a great coach. And if I have a biggest worry, it's Steve Nash coaching this team still.
That's the least proven commodity out of the KD, Kyrie, and Steve Nash as our top three in this race.
Because I'm very bullish about the talent on this team, and if everyone's healthy and blah blah blah, caveat.
What's not to love?
I'm excited, even though the vibes are going to be so stinky and gross. But I think if they start winning, they'll be better. Steve Nash is my big concern. I'm sure he will seem to be a better coach when he has everyone healthy and then they're playing in a flow. I'd rather have Quinn Snyder or, you know, Mike D'Antoni or someone else like that.
Mm.
So I guess you're right where it's Kyrie, because it got so low with Kyrie that, you know, like, where else is there to go but up? I still think he can go lower. I still think, like, if he just retired in January, people would very much be angry.
Well, yeah, sure. I mean, there's still room for problems, for sure. Not to say that I just think that this kind of goes to the spirit of the 1 year contract, where it's like, it's annoying to kind of frame it as like, this is your, you know, you have to be on your best behavior kind of thing, which is, you know, that's condescending, in a sense, but like, I think the coming to that agreement does show some level of understanding between the two parties and something to build on here.
Should we finish up with the last cocktail?
Yes, please.
All right. So, the last cocktail is the Patty Mills. As I'm going to be calling it, the Patty's Cup.
Okay.
A variation of the Pim's Cup. Patty Mills is Australian.
I'm excited to see how this works for you because, anyway, sorry, I don't want to jump the gun. But
yeah. So, what do you know about Australia, Brian?
There's the one meme that you're going to lean into with all of your force, all of your might, and that's they have a product that they smear on toast, I guess.
They have a product called Vegemite.
Yeah.
It's a yeast extract. Wikipedia tells me that it is the yeast at the bottom of, I don't know, like a beer, like when they make beer.
Okay.
It's like the... So I'm going to open up. I bought Vegemite. Brian couldn't find it, which is understandable.
I did. I went to two different stores. You know, and I went to the big. I went slightly out of my way to the big store where I thought they would have it, and they didn't. They didn't have it.
So I'm going to open it up. It smells very yeasty.
Where did you find it? Do you have like an Australian imports thing near you?
Do you know the World Market, that store?
What? No.
It's like a...
How far did you drive to get this Vegemite?
I should have told you. There's one on like 23rd, or it's like 20th and 6th. But you wouldn't have gone that far. That's too far.
I don't think
that's in Chelsea.
Yeah.
I can't even open this Vegemite. This is hilarious.
Can you take a little on your finger and take a whack of it? I just want to see what this looks like. Like, I want to get a sense for the texture.
It's like eye black.
Okay.
It's like a chocolate frosting.
Okay.
It smells very yeasty. It smells like the, it smells very salty.
Mm. Salty, yeasty. Are you getting beer flavors?
Oh my god.
Okay. What's happening? Mike's tasted the Vegemite. He's tasted it. He's having a moment.
Okay, what I'm tasting is like
having a revelation.
So yeast, I'm taking salt. There's the chewy frosting texture. They tell you it's an umami flavor, and it is. It certainly is an umami flavor.
When people say umami, what is the most umami thing out there? Like when you think of an umami,
like fish sauce or something.
Okay,
right.
So like because I think
mushrooms are like umami.
Mushrooms and fish sauce are pretty different to me. I'm just trying to place what people mean.
It's a depth. It's a depth. It's a deep.
Unctuous. Are we going on?
Unctuous. Oh,
okay.
Hello.
Bing bong.
Okay. So this is the Patty's Cup. I'm going to take a spoonful of a Vegemite, which really, I got to tell you, it's very odd flavor.
I don't think this is going to mix well. How's it going to? Based on the
you got to do it in the shaker. You got to really get it going here.
Okay.
It's yeast extract, salt, malt extract, flavor enhancer, color, spice extract. That's where it comes from, including celery salt, essentially, and riboflavins. You got to have your riboflavins.
Riboflavin. So
I'm gonna drop that in. I'm going to drop that in the mixer, the shaker.
Well, I want to play along. I just don't have that one ingredient. Is there anything I can do to fake the funk?
Well, do you have gin?
Yeah.
So Pim's cup goes with a gin, or gin is made with Pim's cup or whatever. That's where I'm at. Little splash of gin in your mixer.
Okay.
In your shaker. What do I keep calling a mixer? That's a lot of gin. A gummy worm, because in Australia, the Aboriginals eat something called a witchetty grub, which is like a big worm. So we'll save that for the glass. You don't need to put that in the mixer.
Can I tell you, I thought the worm was going to be for a KD thing because of the snakes. So I got twin snakes.
I saw that, and that's hilarious that's what you have.
Yeah.
So for the crowd, I got gummy worms. That's the respect for the witchetty grub. And then Diet Coke. So really, you don't want to mix the Diet Coke in with...
Yeah, I don't need to mix this at all.
...the shaker, because that's going to go bonkers.
Basically, what I've got is gin and Diet Coke here.
Oh, my God. I don't really want... I don't like it when people make fun of food from other people's culture, because it's like, well, that's what they eat. But, oh, my God.
They say, don't yuck my yum. That's what they say.
That's what they say. And I respect it. I respect the hell out of it so much that I won't do it, but I don't feel bad about making fun of Chris Hemsworth. You know what I mean? You know what I'm saying, Bri? I think the Vegemite's going to be thrown away. So you want to mix up You just want to get that Vegemite going here. You want to get that dissolved into your gin.
I got to tell you, gin and Diet Coke sounds rough.
Well,
this is Coke, a real punishment drink for you that you're going solo dolo on here.
The Diet Coke is Jesus. Because Patty, while great last year, a little empty calories.
Whoa.
Ultimately in the end.
Whoa, holy cow.
I know, coming out firing there. So Diet Coke, empty calories. I mean, he was great, but I think he was overworked. And I'm excited for him this year.
I got to tell you, that's the first time I've ever heard that take. I never...
That he was overworked?
Yeah.
Didn't we all say that he was overworked?
Yeah, we all did say that.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Thank God. All right. So, again, Patty's Cup, Diet Coke, gin, which, as you rightly point out, is a disgusting combo. Gummy Worm, which is a staple invented by you and a staple in this exercise. And Vegemite. So it looks like a Diet Coke because there's a lot of Diet Coke in here.
Cheers.
It smells like a Diet Coke and gin. Cheers.
Oh, my God. That's such a...
I mean...
The finale is rough.
Ooh, it hits you in layers.
Well, yeah, what are we getting from the Vegemite edition?
You know what? The Vegemite really... I actually
feel like it would balance it out because I think just the Diet Coke and gin, it's pretty foul.
I gotta tell you, the Vegemite, it's doing something secretive in the mix.
Yeah.
So you definitely taste the Diet Coke and gin, and you're like,
are you getting the riboflavins?
You're getting those riboflavins attacking you. And I feel pretty terrible about this. And I don't know how much more of I can drink because I'm afraid what it's doing to my body.
Yeah. You're starting to sweat, it looks like.
Well, I've been like Tony Soprano over here.
Yeah. You've been in the boiler room, so.
So, Vegemite. Anyone want to try it at home? Again, the Patty's Cup is Vegemite, Gummy Worm, Gin, and Diet Coke.
Gorgeous. Mike, we should have one last little... thing to say before we sign off. I mean, is that going to be the big finale? How long have we done? We did do 55 minutes of the time really flew.
What I want to say is that our remaining episodes will be fun to listen to. And if you have listened to us this far, please tweet at us and just say like, I survived. Like, honestly, you know, this is we pod for you all. We bleed for you. Mm. But this is one for us.
That's right.
This is us saying we needed a little time apart.
Well, it's September, you know. It's September and that's what happens. All right, any other like things you're excited for in Hollywood, Mike? What else is coming out?
In Hollywood. I mean, there's rumors about who Marvel is casting for the X-Men and Fantastic Four expansion, and I'm excited for that.
They're expanding further. Who's rumored?
John Boyega, Denzel Washington, John Krasinski, who was already Mr. Fantastic.
John Krasinski. I've been watching a lot of The Office again lately, and yeah. Jim's character is low-key, like, psychotic in the first few seasons. Like
they're all a mess in the beginning.
Yeah. But it's sort of sold to us. It's packaged that he's like this like, you know, kind of this charming guy. And the way that he's torturing Dwight is excessive. There's one episode where they finally like address the fact that it's excessive. But there's moments in it too where, you know, they steer just anyway, we could go on and on about this. I don't know if this is interesting to anybody. But like there's one episode where Dwight like leaves his wallet with Jim. And Jim steals the wallet, and it's like, what should we do to the wallet? It's like, that's like, yeah. Like one of those like civics like quizzes you get when you're like in fourth grade or something. It's like you return you return the person's wallet in every circumstance.
Who is the most likable office character?
Can I say? I mean, you've already heard my take on Pam as one of
the villain
of the show for sure.
Yeah, right.
You said who's the least likable or the most likable? Would you say
Most.
Oh, the most likable office character. We got to end this show. The most likable office character. What are we talking about? Creed. It's always Creed. Come on, everyone.
Okay, good. All right. Well, find us on Twitter at BKGlueGuysNetsDaily.com. The Athletic. Get you some of the people at TheAthletic.com. Again, seriously, if you made it this far, just tweet at us. I survived. Yes,
did,
Brian.
No, I was going to say you did a great job. That was like a beautiful like crescendo of an outro. Nice job. Bye, everybody.
As you've probably heard by now, we've teamed up with BetMGM this season. We'll be using BetMGM lines to make all of our picks, and we'll have special offers for our listeners each week. If you haven't signed up for BetMGM yet, use bonus code THEATHLETIC, and you'll get a one-year subscription to The Athletic, plus up to a $1,500 first bet offer on your first wager with BetMGM. Here's how it works. Download the BetMGM app and sign up using bonus code THEATHLETIC. Make your first deposit of at least $10. Place your first bet on any game and claim your voucher for a one-year subscription to The Athletic. See BetMGM.com for terms. U.S. promotional offers not available in D.C., Mississippi, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. Call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369 in New York. Call 1-800-NEXT-STEP in Arizona. 1-800-327-5050 in Massachusetts. 1-800-BETS-OFF in Iowa. 1-800-270-7117 for confidential help in Michigan. 1-800-981-0023 in Puerto Rico. First bet offer for new customers only in partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel. Don't forget, if you haven't signed up for BetMGM yet, use bonus code THEATHLETIC and you'll get a one-year subscription to The Athletic, plus up to a $1,500 first bet offer on your first wager.